Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So should we take it from the top, or are we, as this is this like meta?
I don't know, but let's start again, let's start just again. To be safe.
Hello!
Hello.
Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goose Radio with your host Goose, which consists of me, Rory Brosnan, Mark Canton, and Moira Brady-Averill, and we have two.
You're not sure
members.
Who she is.
Yeah, I'm kind of a bit tentative on her name. In absentia, absent are Annie Gill and Kelly Shatter.
Yeah.
This is Goose Radio.
Not sure it's actually called Goose Radio. But seems like it's called the Goose.
You know what I was going to try and say before you started talking, Mark? I wanted to say, Coily Shoiter.
Okay.
Curly Shitter.
Curly Shitter.
So. Here we are again. This is episode number 2. It's very exciting. People will say the sequel will never be good as the original. How could we climb such heady heights again?
To those people, I say Jaws 2.
Yep.
You know? As a rebuttal. Jaws 2, Grease 2, Karate Kid 2.
Bad.
Kane 2, all the great sequels.
K2.
Yeah.
K2, that's, I think, the only film that might be worth seeing that you mentioned.
Okay, let's try and think of a good, like a genuinely good sequel. Doesn't have to be better than the first one, but a good sequel.
A good sequel. Good question. Okay. The other Indiana Jones films, apart, I didn't see the last one, but I think
the second one's good.
Temple of Doom and Last Crusade, I enjoyed when I watched them.
Last Crusade, better than the Temple of Doom.
Not an Indiana Jones fan at all.
Okay. Well, The Empire Strikes Back, people are often big fans of.
No, Star Wars fan.
Godfather Part 2, people are
all that's a good one. That no, one that's a well. Good one. Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. Ah.
Oh, really? Controversial. I mean, I enjoy all the Star Wars originals as much as each other.
What about Karate Kid 2? How do we feel about Karate Kid 2?
No. Was that the one with the girl?
I'm not sure. I just conflate the two. Karate Kid was my Star Wars.
Short Circuit 2! That's the only good film that's a sequel.
Keep your voice on, Moira. The levels.
You're always
You can shout and get excited as you like. Gareth will bang on the wall. This week we're in a slightly different studio where engineer Gareth is in the next room. That's why he's particularly quiet this week. Moira and Rory are mouthing swear words at each other, having a silent argument. So, Moira, what have you been up to this week?
It's Monday. Yesterday.
Okay,
good answer. She's like, the week has just started, Mark.
Let me just shut that down. Rory, what have you been up to in the past 7 days?
I've been working a lot, which is good, because I hadn't been. And I also, at the weekend, got some writing done for the first time in a little bit.
Oh, good.
And my comedic novel, Langer Homicide. So that was quite good.
Is that the title?
Yeah. It's a detective novel set in Cork.
Detective Langer.
Basically, yeah.
I love so much when people are talking and it doesn't get discussed enough. And people are talking and this thing happens where their tummies go like, but like no one ever like comments on it happening.
Did it happen just now?
Yeah.
No, she was just bored of what you were talking about.
Well, I was wondering. It did seem a bit of a non sequitur. I mean, my stomach does do that quite a lot.
It goes like this.
Yeah. I have demons, you know, so those are my demons. Literally.
Can you tell us about the app on your phone that records... No.
The what? The thing that records me sleeping?
She's going to refuse to answer any of your questions.
No, I'm
she's
not!
Gonna,
like,
oh, and then she's going to mouth, like...
So Gareth was a very active... He was a very weird... I don't know what it's called when people are like have a crazy... They're awake, they sleepwalk, they take you to rooms. Like, he was a very active sleeper. And even when he wasn't walking around, Garrett's my husband. I think we know this, but I'll just refresh. So he was an active sleeper, and he and I decided we would record him sleeping because I was just like, this has to happen. You've got to hear yourself. It's crazy because, like, usually don't remember what happens the next day and the detail that, you know, we require. And then, so we get this, there's an app where, you know, you put it near your bed and it detects movement in the night. And
then so it'll record a sound file every time you make noise.
Every time, it will. It'll, like, activate. And then that's the story. It'll record what happens. So we ended up with, we could actually segue from this to, like, the clips of me sleeping.
Sure, yeah. But it turned out that the person who was making more noise in her sleep was...
Moira Brady April?
A.K.A. Wildcard.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like there's still things I even think now because we've played these clips for people so many times when they, like, come over for dinner that, like, I still, like, will, like, get the songs that I sang in my sleep stuck in my head.
Like one of them that would be like an infinite feedback loop, isn't it? Like your subconscious mind,
yeah.
And then you hear it, and then it's like reinforcing whatever fucked up shit is in your mind.
Do you want to hear one?
Please.
We wanna be sucky. We wanna be sucky. Sucky fucker. Sucky fucker. Suck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, you want to be sucky? That is a great song.
It would be an interesting but unviable experiment for, like, not in a dirty way at all, but to have, like, different guys sleep in the bed with you and see how that affects what it is you sing in your sleep.
Or we could take that show on the road where every you go out in the middle of a concert asleep, they wheel out your bed and then you just start singing some songs. And who knows what's going to happen? Entirely original.
But it would need to be an 8-hour set, though, wouldn't it?
Really? Yeah.
An 8-hour set.
And the audience would have to be, like, completely silent so that they don't wake her up.
No, God, no.
Do you? Please, God, don't.
In fact, you'd need to just do it without Moira even knowing that it was happening. So you'd need to, like, let her go to sleep in her bed at night.
And then, would be a wheelie
without
bed,
waking her up, just bring her out and do a concert.
We're going to France for 9 days. And I'm like, how can we afford this, Gareth? Well, I guess we'll figure it out. It's probably because this concert tour is happening.
It's actually been happening for the last 2 months. At the Olympia. Yeah, it's a rather left field for the Olympia, but attendances have been decent.
We're in profit. Good.
So,
you guys also, have you watched Reeling in the Years?
Yes.
Nope, don't know what that is.
Oh, Rory, you've been away too long. It's the greatest TV program ever.
It is so, so good.
So Reeling in the Years is on RTE and...
So like a nostalgia show?
Yeah, they take footage from the news and other sources and they just play it.
Why just burped
so again? It'll be Reeling in the Years 1979 and they'll just play the news footage from 1979. They'll play the music that was on in 1979. There's just text on the bottom of the screen. It's pretty cool.
It's really good, and then you have to read the text. And then there's really interesting news stories and stuff like you don't remember, and then all of a sudden you watch the Reeling in the Years episode. Have you seen the 2000s?
Not sure.
We have them. You can have them when we're done. I mean, they're online and stuff. Yeah. But I was gonna say that it's really upsetting because Gareth's just like, 4 more to go, and then you have to wait 10 more years. Like, fuck. Stupid Reeling in the Years.
Then you'd have to wait 7 years, right? Wouldn't that be it?
17 years.
7 years.
7 years
to get to the tens.
Oh, that's not that long.
It's 2013. It is that long. It's exactly that long.
It's forever 2010 for me. I'm like, no, it's 10 more years. 10 more years.
But you're in 2013 now.
I mean,
why would you want to wait 7 years just to find out about 2013 when you're already there? You should just stick on Steely Dan Reeling in the Years and just walk around town and that'll be...
Moira's just walking around Dublin City Centre with like a smile on her face all the time because it's so nostalgic.
I wonder if the listeners can hear me smile because I'm doing it. I'm doing the only, Steely Dan's going on right now inside.
Do you know how Steely Dan got their name?
I do, yeah.
Okay. How?
It's a vibrator. Steely Dan was a name of a vibrator, I guess, in the 70s.
No, I think it's 60s? I think it's Victorian.
Oh, maybe so. It's older, but it is
Steely Dan,
a vibrator.
Or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Or a dildo.
A dildo.
They're well, is there dildo. Really, is there that much of a difference between the two?
Yes. There.
Sorry, I don't use either of them. Not on myself.
It's going to get quiet for a while, everyone.
We're going to gloss over that last bit.
Rory shows quite a moment to swing back some of his water. Anyway, let's move on.
So
continuing in the theme, what have I been up to this week? Oh,
oh
thanks
sorry.
For asking, guys.
Sorry, Mark.
Fuck you, Mark.
I was going to try and not be the one pushing the getting us back on track.
No,
every
but it's
time
good.
This
I think
week,
you're a natural at it.
You are.
Well, on Saturday night, myself and Moira were in charge of the guest list at a gig in the Olympia.
Was that the Philip Chevron?
Yes,
it was Philip Chevron testimonial. Philip Chevron was in the band The Radiators and also The Pogues, and just a great musician.
Can I interrupt for a little bit? Because Moira was telling me about that gig, and I YouTubed Philip Chevron, and I now love, I believe it's his song, but it's the Radiator song. What is it? Christy Moore did a version of it. What's it called? It's famous enough. Mm. It's a great song.
Is it about the famine?
Telecasters
no, not
TV
that.
Screen. No. Faithful Departed.
Faithful Departed.
Oh, yeah.
Great
that's
song.
Such a good song.
Great song.
Yeah, we sang along to that song.
Yeah.
Who did they sing it twice?
The Hottest Flower sang it. Somebody else sing it, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. No, they sang another song twice. But let's finish your story. Sorry.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, so we were on the guest list, and
we were
in charge.
On the guest list.
We were handing out the guest list.
You were in charge of the guest list.
We were handing out the tickets.
Wait, were you on the guest list or in charge of the guest list? let's clarify this for the audience.
I was trying to clarify. We weren't really in charge of the guest list, as in we were deciding who was going to get in or not.
I didn't even suspect that.
We were given the guest list, and then if people turned up and said, this is what my name is, it's on the guest list, we would hand them the tickets, an envelope with their name on it.
Did anybody show up who wasn't and tried to blag their way in?
There was plenty of people turned up who someone hadn't put them on the guest list. There was the confusion, the where's on first situation of Declan O'Rourke's dad, Declan O'Rourke, turning up and asking for tickets. It was like, hi, Declan O'Rourke. Yes. Oh, we don't seem to have that there. Who put them aside for you? Declan O'Rourke. Oh, right. And what's your name? Declan O'Rourke. Sorry, who put the tickets aside? No, Declan O'Rourke.
In fact, I saw him later on that night. I think I were standing, just like chatting, and then I saw like Declan O'Rourke with Declan O'Rourke, and I was just like, "I'm so sorry." He's like the "I'm so sorry" wave.
Is Declan O'Rourke somebody famous?
He's a singer. Yeah,
he's a singer songwriter, and he wrote this beautiful song Galileo that like has gotten what is it? Like, people just go crazy for it. And
yeah, I hadn't heard it before.
So beautiful.
It's nice, yeah.
And then he sang beautifully, spectacular version of
The band
Waltzing
played
Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, right, not Waltzing Matilda.
Not Waltzing Matilda. The band played Matilda.
Yeah.
By Eric Bogle?
Yes, that's right.
Who also composed The Green Fields of France, wasn't it?
Really?
Maybe not.
When did Eric Bogle write that like anti-war song? I'm just curious.
When?
Do you know?
I'm guessing in the 70s, but that's a guess.
Don't know. So, and also on the guest list was a woman who spoke in a very softly spoken, posh Irish accent. Came up and was like, "Hello, the best, sorry," and you're trying to find her name on the list. Her name wasn't even on the list, and then it was a protracted discussion of What are you saying?
I couldn't hear what she was saying. But she wasn't even on... Like, she was actually so high up on the list, she wasn't on our list. Like, she should have just gone to the side door and walked in.
Do you think maybe she was affecting that, like, incomprehensible accent to put you on the back foot so that if she was going to blagger her way in, but you felt...
No, I do not believe that that
is... That's just my devious nature.
There were quite a few drunken, wasted people turned up as well. Some of, like, I was standing.
You were one of them.
Yeah! Wow! Mark's like, just mark the name off.
So for I was kind of standing near to where the normal patrons were walking in, and they'd just be walking past me.
Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah. Some of them, like several guys, were just kind of like waving at me or like trying to touch me and stuff. I was like, what are you doing?
That wouldn't go down well with Mark Canton. Being touched.
Well, it was just really funny because I wish I could show the people who are listening.
Well, it's radio, so you can't.
But it was like this. I want to show you what, like, people will go by Mark and just be like this.
Just make a face and reach
like
towards
just,
me.
And then walk by, and Mark was just like, what is going on? Like, what is
for
like,
the people at home, Moira pantomimed a grotesque horror face.
And then a guy came up who was absolutely hammered. I think maybe it was one of the guys who was then like awful later in the gig.
Oh my god!
The guy came up and he kind of leaned towards me drunkenly and he just said, Joey Cashman, who was the manager of the Pogues, and I knew it wasn't Joey Cashman, and the guy already had his ticket, so I don't know what he was trying to get out of me, but he was just kept saying the name Joey Cashman at me. That was the guest list. Rory, question for the week.
Up with people.
Well, it's not a question so much as an observation, but my phone...
Okay, well, that doesn't count then.
I'll put it in question form, how about that? And my phone censored me today. I was Moira texted me asking me to buy her a Diet Coke on my way here, and I texted her back, holy shit, what else do you fucking want? My firstborn and my life savings. You know, an aggressive but comedic text, and it didn't send it. Didn't send it, so how is that?
What's going on?
How is that for a story? That's my question to you.
How is that?
It's somewhat interesting that it didn't send it, and then I realized that a few minutes later because Moira didn't text me back. I was like, oh, why did you text me back? And I saw a little icon saying that it hadn't sent, so I was like, I then texted her back, yes.
That sent.
And that sent, which would suggest that they had no problem sending messages at that time to that person, but it identified two swear words, shit and fucking.
Well, maybe.
And I object... I think shit and fucking and cunt in smaller doses are perfectly their modes
really
of expression.
You really think that your phone censored you?
Yes. Well, I didn't send it.
Maybe it was censoring your life choices that you wanted to give away your firstborn to Moira. It was like, buddy,
maybe.
You need to sober up and think about this.
Wait, why? What's wrong with... I'm married to a nice man. I can take care of his firstborn.
Yeah, but you don't. Rory's firstborn. Have you met?
He's wild. He is wild.
Rory's firstborn? That kid is crazy.
He's crazy.
Is he?
He's inherited all my worst attributes. And his mother's, whoever she is, worst attributes. Haven't identified her. That joke doesn't work in reverse.
No.
Really.
Doesn't.
It only works about not knowing the father. Because...
What the hell was that?
There's some noise there, listeners, from the control booth.
What's up with our engineer, huh?
Probably fell asleep on the keyboard.
He's so fascinated by this.
Alright, so...
But I think there is a genuine philosophical topic there. Because is it a coincidence that the one text my phone hasn't sent ever, and I only have it two or three weeks... had curse words in it. I don't think I've sent any other text with curse words.
Yeah, that's it.
That's okay. It is a coincidence. It's funny because we were talking about how it would be funny if I read that, like, say I'm like at home and I just look and see that.
And then she went mad crazy.
I'd probably be like, fuck you, Rory.
But you would have known I was joking, though. You would have.
Yeah, you're right. I would have.
You would have.
You would have. Well.
He might have drawn some contracts up for his firstborn.
Probably.
That's a good deal for me.
you're gonna get, you want to get rid of your firstborn?
Yeah.
Well, he is an awful child. I mean, he really is terrible.
Let's cut him some, but he's just expensive too, you know. So. Yeah.
He's just expensive.
Well, you have to pay for that guard to follow him around.
And I do.
Stop
this
him
true.
From burning stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to this horrible documentary about guns in America and mental illness.
Seems like either of those two topics would be enough for an awful documentary. It seems like
tough.
Conflating the two. It's like...
it's like the worst.
As bad as the podcast about Azerbaijan that you just listened to?
Yeah.
Worse?
It was worse in a way. What? Just reminded me of your child, so...
What is the most depressing piece of, like, documentary or book or whatever that you've, like, consumed in the last, say, month? Like, what is the most depressing?
Give us it in detail, like you want 10 minutes of you telling us every single detail of how depressing this was. What for you, Rory? What's the most depressing?
Well, I don't particularly seek out. Well, I guess I do, but Moira has a tendency, I feel, to only kind of like consume depressing things. That was the joke.
It's the truth.
Yeah,
it's like, that's funny because it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. For someone who's muffin, I mean, you should make those documentaries.
Yeah. I'm a fucking... yeah, exactly. I'm a muffin made of ashes.
And tears.
Tears!
Cool. What's your question, Mark?
My question for this week is, has there ever been anything which you started doing as a joke but has become just a thing that you do? For example... my dad, whenever he belches, he kind of makes an eye sound. He goes, bye. He just makes, like, it's kind of a word that he says. He doesn't just belch. He goes, bye. Like, he uses his voice. And so I started copying it, like, as a joke. It's like, this is what dad does. Every time I needed a belch, I go, I would also go, bye. And now I just do that. That's just the way I belch now.
Have
I
you
don't
ever
even think about going,
bye. You just do bye.
So possibly, you know, if I had children someday, they would look at me and be like, oh, that's a silly thing that my dad does. I'm going to copy too. Maybe dad is copying his father, you know, it could go on forever.
That generational chain, you know?
Yeah.
The joke that becomes the thing.
Bye. So is there anything that you've joked, a joke that becomes a thing?
Well, I told you that story about the songs that run through my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At night,
that
you sing?
It wasn't really a joke, though, was it?
No, it's not a joke. You're right. A joke that becomes a thing.
Or, I often sign off... once I signed off my email, That's Canton, to a friend of mine. And my friend was like... I forgot, I never did it again then. My friend was like, oh, I can't believe you stopped doing it. I thought that was hilarious. And so then, since then, I've just signed off all my emails, That's Canton. and that's just become a thing now. I just...
that's good, though. We like that.
It's good. It's kind of, it's a good way of getting out of that awkward, like, do you say cheers? Or do you say yours sincerely?
Yeah,
or
there's that, like, Guardian article that came out recently saying, like, what, your sign-off on your email says about you, and there's no way to do it right.
Unless you say
That's Canton.
I feel like cheers is a good sign-off. I think I use cheers a lot, and I think I use it often in work settings, even with people I don't know that well. Because I feel like it's acceptable, but it's a bit more friendly oriented.
Yeah, I would use cheers in work with people who don't know me. I would say, you know, whatever. Can you send that over? Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Mark.
What about, I use best a lot. I hate it.
Oh, best is kind of formal. Best is formal.
Best is weird.
Seems a bit weird because it's best what? It's just like best.
Well, it's short for best wishes.
Best. I'm the best. I'm the whiz.
I find it at best wishes is a formal. For me, it's formal. Or kind of distant.
But regards? Polite. Fuck regards.
Regards always sounds to me like... it's always a joke in my head, though, whenever I get someone who sends regards. Because I kind of put the whole email then into inverted commas and put the regards, like, regards, Matthew, as the thing, like, said Matthew. So, hi Mark, can you send that on to me? Regards, Matthew. The whole entire email. So I always get a chuckle out of that one. That's something for everyone to take home with them. Regards, Mark.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Rory, have you got any things, or is this just a terrible question?
It's not a terrible question. It's, I don't... I don't know if I should mention this. But I have an alias Twitter account with 25,000 followers. I started off as a joke, and now I'm kind of over it, but I still update it every now and again just to keep it up.
What's your Twitter account with 25,000 followers, and why aren't you putting Goose on it?
If I say, I feel like I'm giving. Well, it's not even that big of a deal, but it's holy God. I'm holy God on Twitter. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But I did get a tweet from you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It's really. I thought it was quite funny.
I feel like it, and I kind of downplaying myself here, but I feel like it was funnier in the beginning, which was 4 or 5 years ago. I was an early adopter of Twitter.
Whew, well done.
Only because I had a friend who was an early adopter, and he's like, "You got to get on Twitter." So I did. But I don't like Twitter for myself. I have a personal account. I've tweeted maybe 8 times.
Yeah, because why is that? It's easier with an alias. It's more funny.
It's funny. It's just a different thing, right? If you're tweeting in character as Holy God, I'm kind of giving away because I pose as like I you know, I don't let down the guard. But now on this podcast, you're getting the behind the scenes. You're getting
sorry, Christians, if you're listening, and you thought that God did have a Twitter.
What do you mean,
account,
Christians?
Well, Christians. Followers of Christ and Holy God.
Wait, so you're saying that what, Jews and people who, you know, are Muslim only are into God rather than Holy God?
I guess it would be Almighty Allah, or what's the something in front of
Muhammad.
Allah.
Am I now dead?
Allah.
Oh my God, we're getting into dangerous, very potentially blasphemous territory.
Well, Muslims refer to God as Allah. I think that's
It's Muhammad who you aren't representing picture. But this is radio, so I'm going to go crazy.
Oh yes, Jewish people, I suppose, would refer to God as
Hashem.
God.
But I think the point Mark was making...
Yahweh.
Hashem.
Moira. I think the point that Mark was...
Yahweh.
Bless you.
Moira. I think the point that Mark was trying to make was that if you were a follower of Holy God on Twitter and you were Christian, ostensibly you might think that it was Holy God. And now if you have some smartass in Goose Improv Group saying, "Oh, it's me," then you'd be disappointed. Was that your point?
Yeah. Unless you now deify Rory and
that is an option.
Your God.
That is an option.
The L. Ron Hubbard of Goose.
Yeah.
pretty limited pool.
But
five,
you know,
of the five of us, you are the most L. Ron Hubbard.
That's both a compliment and an insult. It's just an insult, but it appeals to my ego.
The megalomaniac that is Rory Brosnan.
Yeah, I keep it under covers for most
of Do you sleep at night?
No, I am Beelzebub. I don't sleep. I am possessed.
Oh, and now a word from our sponsor, Rory's stomach. The dreams are my drug.
Suggy, fuggy.
Okay, so I don't really have... I mean, I guess the whole thing about the joke becoming a non-joke... I mean, like that, I could apply that question to my entire life.
You know, when it's just started like, this life as a joke, but...
No, it's true. It's just like, it's not funny anymore.
The joke's like, over, but life still goes on.
Or, here's another one, actually. I'm full of them. So... as a joke, to be extremely formal, I started referring to my mother as mother. Well, mother...
Okay, now it's... you just.
But I just call her mother now. I don't even think about it.
What about your other siblings?
Brother,
what
sister.
What do I call them? What do I call mother?
Brother one, brother two.
Brother?
My brother Ben sometimes calls mum the ma.
To her face, like
the
man.
Yeah, I might do, and then he'll refer to. It's quite funny. He refers to our father as Big Man Jerry.
I hope his name isn't Jerry.
Yeah,
his name is Tom. He just calls him Big Man.
I used to refer to my dad as Jerry because that is his name.
It's a great name, though. Jerry's a great name.
Well, it is and it isn't because when people, that is universally known as Jerry.
Why, is it short for Geraldine? Or?
It's short for Gerald. It's short for Gerald, oh, Gerald, not Gerard.
What did you say, Gerard?
Gerard, but you said Gerard. Geraldine, which is...
Yeah, it's funny because it's a lady's name.
Why are there no Geraldines? Hey, that'd be a beautiful name for
Geraldine?
A girl.
Geraldine.
Geraldine.
Like, it sounds like... It
sounds like an Carradine. Italian...
David Carradine.
Italian... what's not a liquor? What's
Grenadine.
Grenadine, but what's the name? The generic name is not as strong as a liquor. A liqueur. Like a liqueur?
Oh, right. A Geraldine.
Like a Geraldine.
A glass of Geraldine?
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a joke that's going to turn into a non-joke.
But Dad, so Dad, all his friends and work colleagues know him as Jerry, and... but then letters will arrive at the house and people feel like, I can't just put Jerry on an envelope, Jerry Canton. Somehow they feel that.
Such a great name. Then
so many letters will arrive for Gerard Canton. Gerard Canton, even though he's Gerald. And, like, he would just accept them. But, like, there was one point, like, 5 years ago where he just reached breaking point through his life and just went, oh, I wish people would stop calling me Gerard! That was an amusing moment for me.
He got, like, mad like that.
He just, a letter arrived, and he was like, oh, for God's sake, not another letter.
Because he doesn't like being Gerard. He doesn't like Gerard. He likes being Jerry.
Jerry or Gerald.
Because Gerald is...
He's not Gerard.
Oh, sorry, I missed that part of the story, because I just heard the screaming.
It would be like, it would be like you getting a bunch of letters addressed to Maura Brady Averill.
Ooh.
As opposed to Moira.
Right.
Just, that was for the audience.
Can I tell you, guys, can I tell you this weird thing? This guy, I remember seeing the sign... in Providence, and it was for a real estate agent. And I saw the name, and I kind of just said the name over and over again in my head, because it was a crazy name. The guy's name was Court Facto. His name was Facto. Court.
Americans have the best
names. C-O-R-T Facto. F-A-C-T-E-A-U. Court Facto.
Americans have the best names. Like, Irish people, it's just there's a limited range of first names and a limited range of last names. Like O'Sullivan, Murphy, McCarthy, O'Donoghue. But Americans, it's all over the board.
It's crazy. It's brilliant. It is brilliant.
And then you get to people who change your names. Yes. And they choose something like weird and wacky and out there, but it's a name.
Well, we used to have this thing at work where, like, so the Court Facto thing, and I used to sort of just think about it to myself. And then I'd be like, oh, I just saw this crazy name. And, like, this guy is selling a fancy house on the east side of Providence. But then at work, we found that this, like, thing that he had taken out an ad where he's, like, sort of this bronze man with blonde hair holding a small white dog. And it's, like, Court Facto. And it says, you know, like, the company he works for will say, like, Westchester Mansions or something like that. And so...
In that accent, too.
Westchester Mansions. Westchester Mansions. But anyway, so we used to say his name at work, and we put his picture up. And actually, I wasn't the only one. We weren't the only ones who did this at work, because I had another friend that was also obsessed with him at her job. But at work, we used to just walk around and be like, Court Facto! Court Facto! Ray, why did you knock it over?
I didn't do it on purpose.
They were both microphones now.
This is my first time, Rory.
I haven't even been drinking.
Court Facto!
Is that microphone a bit further away than it was? I'm not even going to touch it.
It doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep saying Court Facto until the podcast ends.
Anyway, if Court Facto is listening, please do send us an email. Oh, if you do want to send us an email to the show, what's the email address, Moira?
GooseColly.
Why did you mouth the word fuck at me?
Because I was thinking how nice you look today in your shirt. And I was like, that's a great... I was doing this ready. Okay.
This is radio, Moira.
That shirt's amazing is what Moira meant.
So, goosecomedy@gmail.com.
Send us an email. Tell us what you think of the show so far.
Have we checked that email lately?
If you want to evict one of the contestants, please let us know.
If you want to be a guest in the show, if you want to read a poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Rory at his house. Please send us an email.
Well, that's been it for another week, I think. Thanks very much for listening. And
to Annie's mum for listening.
To Annie's mother. To mother. And Moira, would you like to last word, sign off?
Thank you so much. It's been great. Don't be sucky. Sucky fucker. Sucky fucker. Suck yeah! Fuck yeah!
Court facto, everybody. Court facto.
Peace out.
Court facto. The Goose. The Goose.